Hello.
Hello, my name is Tamiko, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you today?
Yes, is this shop deals or something like that?
Is it what?
Shop deals?
We handle various accounts. I will have to pull it up to see if you provide me your zip code. I can pull it up to see.
27703.
Okay. Can you verify your first and last name?
Josephine Lee.
Okay. And verify your address?
218 Morning View Court, Durham, North Carolina, 27703.
Okay. 1 second while your account loading. Okay. Just popped up here. Okay, how can I help you?
Okay. I don't know what kind of company this is, but they have charged my card, card twice, and then I blocked the company because I don't even know what it is. I ain't never got nothing. And I want my money back, first of all, and I want to know what kind of company this is and what was I supposed to be getting if they charged it. Oh, wait a minute, I got it wrote down. They charged my card on 10/25 at 10:35 p.m. for $7.95. Then on 10/29 at 5:52 p.m. they charged my card $56.95, and on 11/29 they just tried to charge it $56.95. And yes, this ain't making sense. Yeah, that's right. And they looks like they tried to do it today. But I've been trying to call this company for a while, and they'll either tell me to call back or I've stayed on hold for like 20 minutes, and then the phone will hang up. So I just took the chance today to see if they'll call back. I've called all hours of the day, all hours of the night, and the evening. And no, I have not gotten a reduce. This is actually the first time somebody's ever returned my call. So, can you tell me what's going on?
Okay, from what I'm reading, it seems like you, let me go to the thing here. It seems like you entered to a sweepstakes to win a KitchenAid mixer. And that's where it started from, where you were paid. It said, congratulations on being in the terms condition. It says, congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay $7.95 the day you place the order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be 2 days after the main contest to win. One contestant will be chosen out of the 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days you will be entered to win for the chance to win that mixer for the price of $56.95. Conveniently from billing sources to enter the sweepstakes and increasing your chance to win by 50%. You can cancel your membership anytime by calling or emailing if you do not feel that this product is right for you. We will stop all monthly charges on the payment method, and you may cancel at any time you call or email to get a refund at any time. As an additional welcome bonus, we will be sending you a $125 gift card to the best consumer gadget club on the web. By being a member, you receive it every month with access to direct from factory savings on hundreds of products.
Mm-hmm.
And it said you would have to cancel within 5 to 7 business days. And mm-hmm. refunds will be granted and posted to your account within 5 to 7 business days.
Okay. Where was this supposed to be at that I read it, I think?
In the terms and conditions. It'd be down there where it says privacy and policy and contact us
mm-hmm.
and terms and conditions. And I just hit terms and conditions. That's what I read.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and that's how it all started and stuff.
I don't know nothing about that, mm-hmm. but I blocked it because I didn't know what it was. The only way I got your phone number is I had to go through Cash App to, when I blocked it and filed a dispute, they gave me a number. I had no address, no email, and no nothing.
Mm.
So And they only gave me the address. I've got nothing. Cannot even go back on Facebook. I don't even know where I saw you. It had to be on Facebook or Instagram. I cannot even go and pull up this shop deals or whatever it is. I can't pull nothing up about the company. Mm-hmm. Nothing about no sweepstakes, no nothing. And I'm like, oh, no, no.
Yeah.
And they continue, and I know, I think I saw it today.
Mm-hmm. I see it, where they try to, yeah, mm-hmm. and they try to take out $56.95 out
mm-hmm.
of your account today.
Mm-hmm.
And I see they tried on the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see all of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't want no parts of it.
Okay, I'm canceling it now for you, so you won't receive no further charges.
So I can't get my $56.95 back from the 29th.
I can offer you 35% back.
Why not $56.95?
I'm just going off what I read.
Well, that's fine. If I don't block the company, how are you going to get the money back to my card?
You block the company, it should go back to whatever account you signed on with.
Okay.
It still should have assets, even though they might distribute you a different card.
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't give me a different card. I just had to go through the company. I mean, I had to go through Cash App to block it.
Wow.
Because I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. 35%, I'm not going to get stressed out about it. Just give my money back and make sure they don't ever be able to get no $56. That's absolutely crazy. If I would have even saw that mess, I would have never, ever agreed. If I ever see that thing back up on Facebook again, oh, I'm going to write this thank you review. But, you know, because I want my money back. But I understand you can't do nothing about it, so. But that is bogus.
Yes, ma'am.
I wish I could find. Is this company located in California?
I don't know. I just work for a call center. We just pull up different accounts and stuff, and I just review it quick as I can and read up on it and see what.
Because I am going to write the Attorney General for whatever. Do it not say where it comes from. It's called Shop Deals, right?
It says, I'm going to go back to this web, the link that I went to.
Because I can't even find a link. I can't find nothing. And how somebody going to justify taking $56.95 out of my account? I ain't got an email. I ain't got nothing. Never. And how they going to justify trying to take... No. Mm-mm. I'm certainly going to write the Attorney General somewhere. Something I can look up on. That's the biggest ripoff I done ever heard.
I'ma give you a full refund on the 20 for the $56.95. It should go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, whatever account that you used.
Okay.
And let me go back out here to this link. I was trying to make sure I cancel everything. Make sure it's all canceled. Okay, seems like you went to it says https://www.trueproductforless.com.
True,
productsforless.com/extreme deals. And that's how I pulled it up.
And it don't have a company or nothing?
I'm looking now. Let's see. I had clicked on. Yeah, it says support at the company name, True Product for Less.
You said shop at?
It said True Products. True, T-R-U-E. Products for Less. That's what
they got a customer service.
It's under Samsung TV.
Amazon.
Samsung TV.
Samsung. I ain't never heard of that.
Me neither. I'm just going on what I read right here.
I understand. And I'm trying to get as much information. I told you the first human that I ever talked to.
And then it provided a number.
Wait a minute. What's the number two? I'm running out of paper to write on. Okay, go ahead.
855-756-5736.
I think that's the number. I think 855-712-1496. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want my $7.95 back too, cause this is fake. This is some fake mess going on.
Okay, let's see.
This is fake. I am certain gonna try to find out where they at, and I'm gonna write the Attorney General. I'm gonna see if I can call the one where I'm at and see if they can track them down and find, because this is bogus. I ain't got to never win nothing from them, but I be doggone if they gonna if some companies be getting them little old people that way. If that was my mom, I be done had a whole fit. No, sir.
That's why I don't
order nothing offline. If I can't go in the store and get it, it ain't gonna happen. And
well,
if it sounds too good to be true, I'm
absolutely
not going to do
that's
it.
That's it right there. That is it right there. And I know good and gracious well, I would have never, ever checked the box, signed up, or nothing else. $56.95 for what? Nothing. Oh, no. No. I'm a right attorney general because I'm not crazy. I'm not that crazy. I like a deal, but I ain't that crazy.
And I fully refund you the $7.95 as well. You should receive both of those back to your account. And I have a cancellation number too.
Okay.
For both of them if you want. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Wait a minute. Let me get another piece of paper. All right. What's the cancellation number?
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262-279-849. And then for the other one, for the $56.95, it's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262-364-135.
Mm-hmm. 135?
Yes, ma'am.
135 and 795. All right, I'm gonna call the attorney general, and they're gonna absolutely crazy. Let me see, canceled on 12/1. And this is, okay, call someone. All right. Now, I want to make sure that if I have blocked this company, they can still refund my money back to that card, back to my card.
Mm-hmm. You should receive the email to your email account. You want to check that real quick?
I'm about to. Let me say one more thing. Hold on. Who would the email come from? See, I ain't never even got an email.
Is your email on file jew91166@msn.com?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to check your junk spam folder and see if it's not in there.
Who would it have came from? I ain't even got a 5 in here, and I'm looking at them now.
Oh, I don't know what it would say. I don't think I did was just hit the refund button. It don't state like what company. It usually send an email directly to you saying that you've been refunded. But you might want to check your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Just your account. It should be pending or something. Or you can call today. It should be showing on there where it's pending.
All right, I'm a call them, and then I'm gonna call the attorney general. And okay, I don't have it. Let me hit refresh on my email because I got some new ones in here. But I'm gonna save this doggone piece of paper. Nope. I'm going. It ain't in here yet.
Okay. It's not in your primary either.
That's what I'm looking in now.
Okay.
And I've only gotten. I got an email from Groupon and Food Lion. And people within the last 10 minutes.
Well, you might want. It should have came through. I don't to your email, but
okay, I just got something in my junk. Nope, that's for some darn deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Some Loom deodorant. Mm-mm. That's the only thing that popped up in my junk. So I have never gotten nothing from no company, and think I don't watch my money. and knowing that $56.95 was coming out, and I had something to read.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most dangerous thing is, and ain't been able to get nobody on no phone either. No, it wouldn't have never. Hell, I could have got this through Amazon. I can track them. Oh no, I still ain't got nothing. I'm not gonna hold you up, but I appreciate all your help. I'm about
You're
to
welcome.
Email. I'm about to text Cash App right now. And hell, they horrible too. I should have done it on my credit card, and I could have tracked
probably,
it even better.
Mm-hmm. But Cash App should still be pending, or they might take a certain amount of days too. They should see, but they should. But when it do be refunded, if you did it through Cash App, it should post back to your account.
No, hold on 1 second. I'm about to send him an email now, and okay. It's on her. I'm gonna request a copy of wife's loan. Okay, I will. He was on there. I saw him on there. He replied back. I don't ever give nobody his AOL. Here he is right here, Tuesday. He on there. Me and the medical monitor. And Dr. Baya. 9:18 a.m. And I called him yesterday and left a message for him to call back, but I'm about to email him now. And why these people want to play too early. Showing in him. No, he ain't saying nothing. He gonna stay away from me. Cause I didn't. Yeah, that's the one. That's the last one. And then the other one came from Dr. Klein on November 28th. Let me call you right back. I ain't got time to be listening to you read no email. What was I asking you? I'm sorry.
You were saying you were going to call Cash App.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to call them. And... Damn, my mind bad. See, they got me going in too many different directions. And let's see. Call. Cash App. I work for this doctor. He crazy as hell. You got to remember his stuff and yours, too. No, I ain't doing it. All right. I'm going to find Cash App. Okay. I appreciate. Oh, I got a little red button on here. What the hell? Okay, I know. I just see where it was declined. Okay, I'm going to call. Where in the hell is the troubleshooter at? All right. If I lock, I ain't going to lock it. Where in the hell is they support at? You know, because I didn't got about this here thing. Bank accounts, family accounts, support. Okay. All right. I got, okay. I'm going to email them. And this place is called True Products. And you don't see nothing on there that says shop deals.
No, ma'am. It said True Product for less.
Cash App gave me. Cash App gave me the shop deals because I'm like, I don't even know what it is. I saw it when he tried to take it out, but I didn't see. Let's take it together. And so I didn't know what it was about. Okay, I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome.
You have an awesome day, a good Christmas, a happy new year. I'm going to burn these people up. I ain't got time to be playing with them.
Okay, you have a happy holidays too.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.